DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
A man appeared in court yesterday in relation to the alleged attempted abduction of a child in Dublin on Saturday, and the defendant, who's in his mid-20s, can't be named after the guards cited the sensitivity of the case in the current climate and were granted a reporting restriction. So it means the media have been banned from naming the accused at the request of the guards because of the sensitive nature of the case. Senior Counsel Ronan Lupton, who specialises in media law, is with us here today on the line. Ronan, the lot of reaction and commentary about this case, I'm not going to engage in that. That's not what we're here to do. It is an ongoing case before the courts. But what is the situation? How common are reporting restrictions?
Hi, Andrea. I mean, firstly, the first thing that's important to say is that the Oireachtas and the courts operate entirely independently. And when a matter comes before the courts, there can be and is no political interference in what goes on. So in respect of reporting restrictions, they are the exception. That's the reality of it. They're not regular at all. And the Constitution protects the right, I guess, for the public to attend at court and for courts to be operated in public, effectively. And that's the standard operation procedure. In relation to the case that's come before the court this week, there are a number of features which I think we need to be discussing. The first is important, and that feature is that the case involves children, two children, aged 5 and 10, as far as I understand the reports. And when cases come before the courts, usually when children are either victims or witnesses, there's a statutory provision from 2001 under a piece of legislation called the Children Act, which binds the courts to effectively impose restrictions on broadcast and the identification of children. You recall, Andrea, from 2021, there was a case relating to a deceased child who was a victim of a crime, and there was outcry because that particular piece of legislation stopped the parents of that particular child victim from being able to discuss the tragedy that unfolded in relation to that particular matter. So it's not unusual when children are involved either as witnesses or victims to have courts impose reporting restrictions. Now, what is unusual, and I think this is something that certainly piqued my attention, was that the guard made the application on two grounds. One was the sensitivity of the case, and of course that means in other language that it involves children. That's the first point. The second point was then the current climate. And of course, when someone's brought before a court, they're entitled to the presumption of innocence, particularly in the criminal context. And, you know, having social media raging about, you know, why the courts have implored or deployed a reporting restriction like this, it's fairly obvious because people go out on social media and make comments which they shouldn't be doing and fundamentally could find themselves in contempt of court, baying to identify somebody, whether or not that individual is Irish or another nationality. It makes absolutely no difference. Ultimately, we're in this position. The court was correct to do what it did. Now, from a media standpoint, Andrea, I can tell you, because I've made these applications, oftentimes the media will get together and go to court and say to the judge, the case is at a certain point now in the procedures of the court, and we now want to be able to report on what's going on fully rather than anonymising either the accused or alleged accused and the victim. And that does occur too. So there is a case of common law called Gilchrist and Rogers from 2017, where the Supreme Court effectively said, look, courts in Ireland can regulate their own procedures, but they must do so very, very carefully. And in the normal course, you know, these are procedures that are guarded very carefully because the underlying principle is constitutional. The courts should be held in public. Simple as that.
Yeah, but that's what I was about to ask you. The old adage of justice must not only be done, but be seen to be done.
Correct.
That we often hear.
Look, this is criminal vocabulary of the law. It involves children. So simply, if, let's just say, Joe Bloggs goes out tomorrow and say, I know who this is, and they misidentify the person, but for whatever reason, the children are identified, That's a huge issue. It compromises.
And that's the reason.
The criminal procedure, absolutely, and that's the reason. And to say, for example, that this is a political interference or there's two standard policing is complete nonsense. This act has been in being since 2001, 23 years in operation. And as a matter of course, even if the act wasn't in being, any judge in a district or circuit court having a case like this come before it, where there are huge questions in respect of whether or not the alleged accused actually did anything wrong at all, is an issue, because his or her innocence must be preserved as well as the prosecution.
It is an ongoing case. That's Senior Counsel Ronan Lupton, specialising in media law. Ronan, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. Now, the email, as always, that's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.